Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be diving into negotiating with German lawyers and their clients.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be interesting. And we're going to be using Chapter 18 from Pasted Text by Clemens Kocinski to kind of guide this discussion.
Great book.
Yeah. And we're focusing on a business law perspective here.
Okay.
So, you know, I've heard those stereotypes about German negotiators.
No.
All business, no nonsense.
Right.
Maybe even a little intimidating, but I have a feeling there's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, is that your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't just rely on stereotypes, you know?
Yeah.
It's really helpful to understand the core of German legal culture.
Okay.
I mean, really, their history has really pushed them to create a system where clarity and predictability are really paramount.
Okay.
So instead of viewing them as rigid.
Right.
Think of it as wanting to make sure everyone knows the rules of the game.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So their history really plays a role in how they approach negotiations today. Okay.
I mean, think about it. Germany was divided for centuries.
Right.
When they finally unified, you know, they created these laws designed to minimize ambiguity.
Yeah.
And that's a theme you'll see reflected at the negotiation table.
Okay.
Really wanting to minimize risk and ensure a stable legal environment.
It's not about being difficult.
Right.
It's about having that strong foundation of legal certainty.
Exactly.
Okay, now let's talk about the people behind those negotiations.
No.
The lawyers themselves.
Okay.
Becoming a lawyer in Germany sounds pretty intense.
It is.
What's that journey like?
Yeah, it's definitely not a walk in the park.
Okay.
You don't just graduate law school and hang up your shingle.
Uh-huh.
There's this rigorous, multi-phased system that involves really extensive practical training and incredibly tough examinations.
So they've really been put through the ringer.
They have.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess that means like a 30-year-old German lawyer has a very different profile than, say, a 30-year-old American lawyer.
Absolutely. By the time they reach the negotiation table, German lawyers often have a depth of experience that might surprise some of their international counterparts.
Interesting.
They don't take shortcuts.
So if I'm facing a German lawyer, does that mean they're less likely to compromise?
Not necessarily, but they'll be laser focused on ensuring the agreement is airtight from a legal standpoint.
Okay.
That's their priority.
Interesting. And I imagine all those titles and specializations within the German legal profession adds another layer of complexity.
Oh, definitely. Right. We're talking Rechtsanwalt, Notar, Fachanwalt, the list goes on.
Yeah.
Understanding these titles and what they represent can give you a real edge in negotiations.
Oh, okay.
It shows you've done your homework and you respect their system.
Okay, so we've got this historical context.
Right.
The rigorous legal training.
Yes.
What about the German legal system itself?
Okay.
I mean, how does their system differ from, say, the American system?
That's a key point.
Yeah.
So the German legal system is really built on codified law.
Yeah.
Detailed statutes designed to cover just about every situation.
Okay.
This contrasts with common law systems like the U.S. and the U.K.,
right,
which rely more heavily on legal precedent set by previous court decisions.
So does that mean German lawyers are like walking encyclopedias, just like quoting the law?
It's more that they aim to structure the deal.
Okay.
So it fits within those existing legal frameworks.
Okay.
They're not as focused on creative interpretations or finding loopholes. It's about sticking to the established rules.
Did that make sense, considering their emphasis on clarity and predictability?
Yeah.
It sounds like understanding their legal system is crucial for anyone negotiating with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like speaking their language, not just literally, but legally as well.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm really curious, what are some practical tips for navigating negotiations with German lawyers, knowing all of this?
Well, the source provides some great insights.
Okay.
First off, titles are really important in German culture. Whether it's doctor or professor, using the correct title shows respect and can subtly influence the negotiation dynamic.
So if I forget to call someone Herr Doctor, are they going to walk out of the deal?
It's not that dramatic.
Okay.
But you get the idea.
Okay.
Little things like that can go a long way.
Yeah.
You know, showing that respect for titles signals you understand their culture, which builds trust and can make the process much smoother.
That's really helpful.
Yeah.
Are there any other potential pitfalls
you
should watch out for?
Another thing Kocinski points out is the potential for misunderstanding due to language and cultural differences.
Okay.
Germans can sometimes have a very specific view of legal concepts.
Okay.
And what a term means in English might not have the same legal implications in a German context.
Gotcha.
For example, partnership, jurisdiction.
Right.
those terms might have different meanings under German law.
Right. So assuming everyone is on the same page can be a recipe for disaster.
It can be.
So I'm starting to see how important it is to really do your homework. Be prepared.
Absolutely.
When entering negotiations with German lawyers.
It's about more than just the deal itself. It's about understanding the cultural and legal context they're coming from.
This is already so insightful.
Good.
So let's talk about contracts.
Okay.
Any common pitfalls we should avoid when drafting contracts with German parties?
The biggest thing is clarity.
Okay.
The source really hammers home the importance of clear and unambiguous drafting.
Okay.
Especially when translating between German and English legal concepts.
Yeah.
There's this anecdote about a poorly drafted contract with all these confusing clauses.
Oh, no.
That created all sorts of headaches for both sides simply because the language wasn't precise enough.
Oh, gosh, you're making me nervous. Should I hire a German translator for every email?
Not quite.
Okay.
But having a legal expert who understands both German and English legal nuances review the final contract is crucial. It can save you from costly misinterpretations down the line.
That's solid advice.
Yeah.
Now, you've painted a pretty detailed picture of the German legal mindset.
Yeah.
But would you ever actually advise someone to choose German law for their contracts?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it sounds pretty strict.
Don't be so quick to dismiss German law.
Okay.
There are definitely situations where it can be advantageous.
Okay.
You know, if your deal needs rock-solid stability, their system can actually be a huge asset.
Interesting.
For example, if German law provide specific benefits or favorable legal frameworks in a particular area, it might be the best choice even for a foreign party.
That's interesting. So it's not always a disadvantage.
Right.
Are there other situations where choosing German law might make sense?
It could also be a good option if your client has a strong presence in Germany.
Okay.
And the legal systems are broadly comparable.
Okay.
In those cases, the predictability and efficiency of the German judicial system can be very appealing.
Okay, good point. What are some specific advantages to the German judicial system?
Well, for one, the costs are relatively predictable.
Okay.
Plus, you don't have the extensive discovery procedures common in American litigation, which can save a lot of time and money.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's not just about the strictness.
Yeah.
There are some real benefits to the system.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about honesty
in
German business culture.
Okay.
Is it true what they say about Germans being brutally honest?
Well, while it's true that Germans generally value straightforward negotiations, there can be nuances.
Okay.
The source mentions this interesting concept called the Schutzbehauptung.
Okay.
Which basically translates to a harmless white lie.
Okay.
It's a bit of a cultural quirk, but it's worth being aware of.
So a little fib might not be seen as a deal breaker in Germany.
It really depends on the context.
Okay.
But there's definitely more tolerance for what might be considered a white lie in other cultures.
Interesting. Now, what about insolvency? How does that factor into the German negotiation style?
Okay, so German insolvency laws are notoriously strict.
Okay.
Because of this, German negotiators are very motivated to make deals that they can actually deliver on.
Okay.
They don't want to end up in a situation where they can't fulfill their promises.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
No one wants to be on the wrong side of German insolvency laws. Now, what about when negotiations go wrong? What happens then?
Even if you don't end up signing a contract, you can still have legal obligations under German law.
Really?
They have this concept of pre-contractual liability.
Okay.
Which means that you can be held responsible for things you said or did during negotiations, even if nothing was formally agreed upon.
Wait, so I can get in trouble for something I said before we even signed a contract?
Exactly. That's why careful documentation and clear communication are vital throughout the process.
This is all starting to make a lot of sense. It's not just about being tough negotiators. It's about understanding their legal system and how it shapes their approach to business.
I think that's a great way to put it.
This has been incredibly eye-opening so far. We've covered a lot of ground, from history and legal education to contract quirks and insolvency.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a much better understanding of the German legal mindset now.
Great.
What would you say are some of the key takeaways for our listener so far?
I think the biggest takeaway is that preparation is everything.
Okay.
Don't go into negotiations with German lawyers thinking it'll be just like dealing with anyone else.
Yeah.
Take the time to understand their legal system, their cultural context, their priorities.
Yeah.
It's like learning a new language.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It requires effort and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone, but it's clearly worth it in the long run.
Absolutely.
This deep dive has been fascinating, and we're just getting started. We'll be back after a quick break to delve even deeper into some specific examples of how these concepts play out in real-world negotiations.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We're continuing our exploration of negotiating with German lawyers, and I'm really excited to hear some real-world examples of how all this plays out.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's paint a picture here.
Okay.
Imagine you're at the negotiation table hammering out a deal with a German company.
Okay.
Everything seems to be going smoothly, but then they push really hard for a particular clause that seems, well, a little excessive from your perspective. Like maybe they want an unusually strict performance deadline or a very specific detailed process for handling any potential disputes.
Exactly. It's the kind of thing that might make you think they're trying to gain an unfair advantage.
Right. Like what's going on here?
Right. But remember what we discussed about German law's emphasis on strict performance and minimizing risk?
Right.
Well, this can translate into a strong desire for very precise and detailed contracts.
Okay.
They want to eliminate any possibility of ambiguity.
So it might not necessarily be about trying to pull a fast one.
Right. It could simply be a reflection of their legal system.
Okay.
And how much importance they place on predictability and avoiding potential problems down the road.
I see. They just want to make sure everything is spelled out clearly.
Exactly.
And there's no room for misinterpretation.
It's about mitigating risk and ensuring a stable legal environment for the deal.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's about having that certainty that everything will proceed according to plan.
Exactly.
Okay, now let's switch gears to another common scenario.
Okay.
Let's say you're negotiating a cross-border contract.
Yeah.
And the German side seems completely unwilling to consider anything other than German law, which can be frustrating.
It can be.
Especially if you're more familiar with a different legal system like American law.
Absolutely. It can feel like they're being inflexible or even unreasonable.
Yeah.
But if you remember our earlier discussion.
Right.
German law has a strong emphasis on its unified legal system.
Uh-huh.
And they sometimes perceive other systems as a bit more, well, chaotic.
Okay.
That can make them hesitant to step outside their comfort zone.
But as you mentioned before, there are situations where choosing German law could actually be beneficial even for a foreign party.
That's right. It's not always a black and white situation.
Okay.
It all comes down to understanding the specifics of the deal, the legal landscape, and weighing the pros and cons.
Okay.
Sometimes that predictability and stability that comes with German law can be a real advantage, even if it's not your first instinct.
So if we're ever in this situation, we shouldn't automatically assume the German side is just being stubborn.
Right.
We should try to understand their perspective and maybe even consider the potential benefits of their approach.
Exactly. It's about finding that common ground and a solution that works for everyone involved.
This reminds me of something else we touched on earlier, the concept of pre-contractual liability.
Yes.
Sounds a bit intimidating.
It can be, but it's really about promoting fairness and good faith in negotiations.
Okay.
It essentially means that you can be held accountable for things you say or do during the negotiation process, even before any contract is signed.
Can you give us an example of how this might play out in a real-world negotiation?
Of course. Let's say you're in talks with a German company and you make certain promises or representations about your company's capabilities.
Okay.
Maybe you say you can definitely deliver a product by a certain date or that your technology can meet certain specifications.
Okay.
Then for whatever reason, you end up backing out of the deal.
Okay. I'm following so far. So we're in the negotiation phase, but haven't actually signed a contract yet.
Right. And here's where it gets interesting under German law.
Yeah.
Even though you haven't signed a formal agreement.
Right.
The other side could potentially hold you liable for any damages they incurred.
Wow.
Based on those initial statements you made.
So we really need to be careful about what we say and do during those early stages, even if nothing is official yet.
Transparency and honesty are key.
Okay.
And this is where having clear standstill agreements or well-defined exit strategies can really protect you.
Okay.
If you have a clear understanding from the beginning about what happens if the negotiation falls apart.
Right.
It can help prevent misunderstandings and potentially costly legal disputes later on.
It sounds like having good legal advice is essential when navigating these complexities.
I'd say it's non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Having a legal expert on your side who truly understands both the German legal system and the nuances of international business
right.
can make all the difference.
Yeah.
They can guide you through the process, help you avoid potential pitfalls, and ensure that your interests are protected.
This deep dive has been incredibly insightful.
Thanks.
We've gone beyond just the basic tips and tricks and really delved into the heart of the German legal system and how it impacts negotiations.
Yeah.
I feel much more prepared to approach these kinds of discussions now.
I'm glad to hear that. Knowledge is power, especially in the world of international business.
But before we wrap up, I'd love to hear your final thoughts on what our listeners should keep in mind as they prepare to negotiate with German lawyers and their clients.
Okay.
What are the most important takeaways?
Well, I think the key takeaway is this. German law and business culture are deeply intertwined.
Okay.
Don't make the mistake of thinking you can approach these negotiations with the same tactics you might use elsewhere.
Yeah.
Take the time to understand their system, their values, and their priorities.
Okay.
And you'll be much better equipped to navigate the complexities and come to an agreement that works for everyone.
Okay. That's really valuable advice.
Yeah.
And I think you've helped us see that German law, while it might seem intimidating at first, can actually be a real asset in certain situations.
Right.
It's all about understanding how it works.
Exactly.
And using that knowledge to your advantage.
It's about seeing the bigger picture and recognizing the potential benefits of their approach.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of negotiating with German lawyers. But we're not done yet.
Oh.
We'll be back after a short break to explore some final thoughts and leave you with some key takeaways to consider as you embark on your own negotiations. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've covered so much ground already in our exploration of negotiating with German lawyers. But before we wrap things up, I want to make sure we leave our listeners with some concrete takeaways.
Yeah, for sure.
Earlier, you mentioned that German law can actually be advantageous in certain situations.
Right.
Can you expand on that a bit?
Yeah, a lot of people just assume that German law is all about being strict and inflexible.
Right.
But their history really pushed them toward a system that values clarity, predictability, minimizing risk.
Right.
And that can actually be very appealing for businesses, especially in today's global landscape.
I see how that could be a real asset,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're dealing with these complex international deals,
oh.
knowing that you have this really solid legal framework to fall back on.
Yeah, can provide a lot of peace of mind.
Exactly. I mean, when you're dealing with cross-border transactions, that certainty and stability
right.
can be invaluable.
So instead of viewing German law as this big, scary obstacle,
yeah.
we should actually see it as a potential advantage.
I think that's a great way to look at it.
This deep dive has completely changed my perspective. We've explored the historical roots of their legal system.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
The intensity of their legal education, the practical implications of negotiating with German lawyers.
Right.
It's been eye-opening, to say the least.
It has.
Before we say goodbye,
okay.
I'd love to hear any final words of wisdom you have for our listeners as they prepare for their own encounters with German legal eagles.
Okay.
What's the one thing they should keep in mind?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
How about this? The next time you're in a negotiation with a German party and things hit a snag,
okay.
don't immediately assume it's just a cultural clash or a difference in negotiating styles.
Mm-hmm.
Step back and ask yourself, could their legal system be influencing their perspective in a way I haven't considered?
That's such a good point. You know, it's a reminder that we need to be aware of the different legal traditions at play
yeah.
in international business and try to understand how they might be shaping the other side's approach.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into the fascinating world of negotiating with German lawyers. We hope you've gained some valuable insights
yeah.
and feel more prepared to navigate your own cross-cultural negotiations.
Best of luck out there.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a new and intriguing topic. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.